Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Garr steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soderholm for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Cox fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cox. Pryor moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Squires reaches second base with a double. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds throws the ball into Verizer, who tags Foley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Squires moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Norris goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-2 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Len Barker now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Soderholm reaches third base with a triple. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Gar reaches third base with a triple. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gar tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-3 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dan Spillner now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper is hit by the pitch. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ron Pruitt. Laron Lagro now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro juggles the ball. That's an error on Lagro. Kuiper moves to third. Speed moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper scores. Speed moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 3 in the game. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Speed scores. Manning moves to third. Bonds moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mike Proley now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manning scores. Bonds moves to third. Hera moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball towards left field. Bosley makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bosley. Bonds tags and scores. Hera tags and moves to third. Thornton tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Wayne Cage pinch hits for Ted Cox. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor bunts in front of the plate. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Thad Bosley. Sid Monge now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. the Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade pinch hits for Horace Speed. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Norris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.